From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
The good doctor's with us after 7:30 this morning. What do you make of it?
Well, the excitement's over for now, isn't it? No more central bank action until the 28th of October. And there might not be any action then, but you might get a little Christmas present in the form of another hike on the 9th of December. So you can think of that as being like a little post-election digestivo on the 9th of December. Now, if you want to put a label on the decision yesterday, Mike, I would call it a balanced statement with a sprinkle of dovishness. So you got the 25 basis points. It was a consensus decision. As ever, I say, look at the summary of the meeting. That's where the key messages are. And what do we find? We find they told us the economy is recovering, which is great, after a lackluster second quarter. And we'll find out just how lackluster it was on the 17th of September. That's when we get the second quarter GDP. They talked about how strong or how the strong export sector has been, and that we didn't really get the spillover from that sector into the broader economy quite as much as they'd liked. It's been limited. So you're getting what they call precautionary behaviour in regions like Auckland and Wellington, where you spend less and you save your money. They also noted that the strong level of building consents isn't or hasn't yet translated into actual residential construction. We talk about that a bit. There was a wee broadside in there to the banks for not lifting their deposit rates at the same speed as they're lifting their lending rates. Globally, lots of risk, but at the moment, those global economic risks seem favourable or remain favourable to our export-facing businesses. Mike, a few key observations. An insight into how the Monetary Policy Committee members were thinking. The six committee members, four of those members, including Dr. Anna Bremen, see upside risks to inflation. So those risks means that the monetary policy has to sort of lean against those. The other two members saw risks as balanced. Despite that disagreement, you've got two really important areas of full agreement. One, the consensus that gradually removing monetary policy stimulus is consistent with achieving their medium-term inflation target. Also, and this is interesting, all members were in agreement that there are downside risks to activity and they are significant, so the recovery could be uneven. So that's quite a tricky environment, Mike. They're all saying, well, we've got to lean against inflation, but we've got risks against growth. In that situation, though, for these guys, Mike, inflation beats growth concerns. There were some tweaks around their forecast, but mostly with that, they were just tweaks. What does it all mean? Well, the OCR is still forecast to hit sort of 3.25, but lots of references to uncertainty. As I said, the OCR track suggests one hike prior to Christmas. That's pitched in December. But again, the path is not predetermined. My view is the wild card remains what happens in the Middle East, what happens to the oil price and any sort of potential direct or second round effects. Mike, we did yesterday get a bit of a drop in the wholesale interest rates because I think there were fears the statement would be more hawkish, but where we really saw it was in the currency market. So Kiwi against the US dropped quite a bit, almost a sort of a full big figure from sort of 59.20 to the low 58, sort of sitting in the middle there. Now, the real move, though, is in Kiwi Aussie, the cross against New Zealand and Australia. That's back to flirting with its sort of 13-year low. So, interesting day.
Yeah, it was. You mentioned the consent. So once again, so what's going on here? Because we've got yet more consent. So there's no shortage of consent. So what happens? No, they don't build them.
Yeah, there just must be heaps of people out there, mustn't there, just sitting on building consents? Because we've got 40,908 building consents issued in the 12 months to the end of July. That's 21% higher than the sum in the 12 months to the end of July 25. So the upward trend is absolutely well entrenched. There's no signs of it abating. At some stage, you'd have to think it's got to translate into higher activity because it costs quite a bit to get a building consent. You've got to get the plans done, you've got to pay all the fees. You would have thought at some stage you'd go ahead and do the work. You saw similar increases in both standalone and multi-unit homes. The year-on-year change is particularly noticeable in Auckland and Canterbury. Canterbury's up 33% from where it was last year. Little fall from sort of June to July, but as I said, the upward trend is still in place. Where you're not seeing any movement at all, really, is non-residential. I mean, consent values there down 2.5% year-on-year, stable in terms of the actual floor space being consented. But we'll look to Friday. We've got building work put in place. Numbers come out on Friday to see, you know, what the flow-through is to actual activity.
I need numbers.
Yeah, so well, at least the markets are going up a little bit today, which is good. The Dow Jones is up just over 0.5%, 274 points, 53,043. The S&P 500 also up about 0.5%. What are we looking at? 7669 there. And the NASDAQ, 26,217, up 0.45%. The FTSE 100 yesterday lost 0.3%, 10,756. The Nikkei had a bit of a crash. It was down 2.85%, 1,889 points lower, 64,325. Shanghai Composite down 1%, 3,941. The Aussies lost almost 1% yesterday, 8,978. However, the Kiwi market rallied up over 1%, 144 points, 13,930. Now, as I said, the Kiwi dollar 0.5845 now against the US, 0.8153 against the Aussie. So, you know, don't go having those big dinners in Sydney or Melbourne. It's going to cost you a lot of money. The euro, 0.5044 against the pound, 0.4333. Japanese yen, 92.85. Gold is trading at $4,374. Now, Brent crude, Mike, is at $95.62, but it's better than it was a few hours ago when it was up around 97 bucks. So, still elevated.
See you Friday. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.